Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
D, you get up in the middle of the night. You've got the munchies. What do you snack on?
Like some chips and juice.
Sounds good to me. Yummy. Hi, Kiss 98.5.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Carolyn.
Carolyn, D likes chips and juice. What do you snack on in the middle of the night when you get the munchies?
I snack on Cheetos.
Yes.
Now, classic Cheetos, Flaming Hot, what's your go-to?
Or extra Flaming Hot.
Flaming Hot.
Flaming
do
Hot.
Do you? You do the wow. Flaming Hot? Impressive. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
This is Jake. How are you?
Good. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing great on this beautiful morning.
I like that. You get up in the middle of the night. You've got the munchies. What do you snack on?
Oh, man. I'm grabbing the biggest bag of Doritos, and I'm eating the whole thing. You already know what I mean? Kiss 98.5 holding it down. Have a beautiful day out there, everybody.
We love you. Thank you. Kiss 98.5. Hello. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Mackenzie McFall.
Okay, Mackenzie, you are on the radio officially. You wake up in the middle of the night. You get the munchies. What do you snack on, Mackenzie?
Cheetos.
Cheetos. Any particular flavor?
Preferably Flaming Hot Cheetos.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, if you're having Flaming Hot Cheetos, you've got to drink something with that. Water? Juice?
Either water or milk.
Oh, milk?
Milk and Cheetos?
Well, that would probably neutralize.
Yeah. No, it's a thing. We do that at my house.
Really?
Yeah. I can't.
Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
This is Dan.
Hi, Dan. We're hearing a lot of interesting combos. You get up in the middle of the night, Dan. You've got the munchies. What do you snack on?
Extra toasty Cheez-Its.
Mm.
Now
I haven't tried the extra toasty.
Are they extra toasty?
Yes, they are excellent.
Mm. Oh, that's amazing.
Is that a finger licking food? Is that how do you clean up after that?
Vacuum. Oh.
He's like nong nong nong, nong 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 nong. Hi, Kiss 98.5.
Hi, this is Casey.
Hi, Casey. You wake up in the middle of the night with the munchies. What do you snack on?
A spoonful of peanut butter.
Just one or several?
Just one.
Are we talking Jif or are we talking store brand? What do you like to have?
Peter Pan.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
Old school.
And then finally, smooth or crunchy?
Smooth.
Oh, I would have said crunchy if I thought you were going to say crunchy. Thanks for calling. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
Debbie,
you wake up in the middle of the night. You've got the munchies. What do you snack on?
One piece of candy.
What?
Okay.
Sponge candy.
All right. So you pick your little square. Please tell me it's normal chocolate sponge candy, not the orange chocolate.
From Watson's.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
Now, do you do the dark chocolate or the milk chocolate?
Whatever is there, but I prefer the milk chocolate.
Yeah. For sponge candy, I do too.
Doesn't that leave a weird feeling on your teeth after?
Mm.
I go right back to sleep. So.
Right. What do you keep right next to your bed?
No, I have to get up to use the ladies' room in the middle of the night.
Yes.
So you keep it in the bathroom?
Oh, no.
Okay.
In the kitchen.
All right.
So then you go to the kitchen. Where do you keep, just in case we happen to break in today, where is the sponge candy in your kitchen?
Right on the kitchen table.
Right. Oh, you leave it on the table? What if somebody from your family comes over and eats it?
They do.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes a little cherry slice, you know, those kind like your grandma likes, like little orange slices or cherry slices, those little chewy candies.
Ooh. You eat those?
Yeah, don't you?
I thought they were just for display purposes.
They're gritty and sugary.
Yeah.
The only thing I will do is like gummy bears on my yogurt or something like that. That's as chewy as I'll get. Or the sour gummies.
You're crazy.
Or the worms.
I love your sponge candy, though. I would wake up in the middle of the night for that.
But that's like a lot of effort to go to the bathroom, then have to go down to the kitchen, get the sponge candy, eat it, then go back to bed. That's impressive. Thanks for calling. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
Pauline.
Hi, Pauline. How are you?
Good. How are you?
really good. You get up in the middle of the night, you've got the munchies. What do you snack on?
I actually like unsweetened vanilla almond milk, a really big glass of it, not so much a snack.
Okay.
That's so, not, yeah, I,
it's
I
a,
love.
Well, it's a nut-based drink. It could be a snack, technically, because it's made from nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah,
right. Yeah, I could see how that could be fulfilling. I buy that all the time. I love that, too. Hi, Kiss.
Hi, Crystal.
Hiya, Crystal. What do you snack on when you wake up in the middle of the night and you've got the munchies?
If there is leftover Chinese food, that's the ultimate night snack.
Which one do you go for first? The beef and broccoli? General Tso chicken. What are you going for?
I like the chicken and broccoli.
All right,
that's good.
Chicken cheese with a little pork fried rice. Mm.
See, I would have gone right to the stir fry rice because you can just do like a spoonful of that.
It's a little drippy, Jan.
Yeah, that's drippy.
A little drippy with the sauces.
Well, so is the beef and broccoli.
And you'll get it on your nightgown.
In my nightgown. Doubt it. Thanks for calling.
You don't wear anything?
Hi, Kiss 98.5. Not answering. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
Stephanie.
Hi, Stephanie. You get up in the middle of the night and you've got the munchies. What do you snack on?
Sweet, like a cookie or if we have leftover cheesecake.
Oh, baked goods.
Now, all right, so let's go with the cheesecake. If there's a cheesecake, do you just cut into it or do you cut yourself a piece and work off that?
Nah, take a fork and cut into it.
Right, exactly. That's my girl.
No one's watching.
Hi, Kiss 98.5.
Hi, this is Lisa.
Lisa, you get up in the middle of the night and you have the munchies. What do you snack on?
Ice cream.
Oh, ice cream,
yeah. First ice cream call, by the way.
Yeah. Now, would it be right out of the container?
Yes. Yep, and it has to be Perry's ice cream.
Oh, 100% agree. Do you give it time to thaw or do you just dig in and bend your spoon?
Nope, you just dig in and bend it.
All right.
I agree 100%. What's your favorite flavor right now?
Let's go Buffalo.
Yeah, that's a good one. I agree. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
This is Dana.
Dana, you get up in the middle of the night. You've got the munchies. What do you snack on?
I snack on Freezy Pop because I'm having a hot flash.
Oh no.
Well, I'll cool you down. That's nature.
Oh no. How many does
it take?
It
right away.
Does it good? Well, okay, good. Well, that's something. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
Erin.
Erin, you wake up in the middle of the night, you have the munchies, what do you snack on?
Well, my middle of the night is really the middle of the afternoon because I work night.
Mm-hmm.
And typically when I wake up, it's either Ruffles chips and Bison's chip dip or tortilla chips and hummus.
Those are both good choices.
Hummus in the middle of the night can give you some breath. Are you getting garlic hummus, traditional, classic, olive tapenade? What flavor are you going with?
Usually it's just the plain traditional.
Oh, classic. Yeah. All right.
Do you know one of my favorite hummuses is the Wegmans, just the normal Wegmans hummus?
Just the classic.
That's the one I buy. Yeah,
that's good.
Like literally, the texture and the flavor is amazing. They've got it right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I love that. But I would add to that, instead of tortilla chips, try the Stacy's pita chips.
I get those sometimes, too.
Oh, my gosh.
If you want a bold hummus, there's an Ithaca hummus, which is really good. It's bold, though. It's got a lot of flavor to it. A
lot happening.
Oh, yeah.
A lot going on.
It's good.
Awesome. Thanks for calling.
I'll definitely check that one out. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, thank you for all the calls. We appreciate hearing what you wake up and snack on.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.